The games you're about to hear were recorded earlier this week and before the holidays.
This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with two actors from the new Fox sitcom Call Me Cat, Mayim Bialik and Cheyenne Jackson. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay, fantastic. So we're going back in time once again, kind of. This is about inventions. We're going to tell you about a strange invention from the 1930s. You just have to tell us if it's real or if we made it up.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, Cheyenne, we'll start with you. This
one's
for you. Step aside, iPhone. In 1931, a British magazine introduced a new product, the radio hat, a straw hat with two antennae that would allow the wearer to listen to radio programs while they were out and about on the town. Is that real or fake?
1931. I'm going to go against my instinct and say it is true.
You're going against your instinct was right.
Never trust your instincts.
Exactly. But yeah, it was a real thing. There were actually several radio hats that were designed. Not one of them took off.
Funny. Also, in all fairness, like that was a time in our history when things were kind of gearing up globally. So maybe we were thinking about other things besides our desire to wear radio hats.
That's true. Okay, Mayim, inspired by the creation of the fortune cookie earlier in the century, the compliment cake was created in 1935. Cut open your mini cake and find a piece of paper saying something like, "You're cute as a bug's ear." They were discontinued after too many people accidentally ate the paper.
I think it's false.
Yeah, that is fake. We made that one up.
Yay!
Yeah, good job.
Also, many fortune cookies really just have statements, which are compliments. Like, "You're good with people." To which I never get tired of saying, that's not a fortune. I want a fortune which has a conditional verb. You will.
Mm-hmm.
Someday
I agree.
This will happen to you. I don't want to know that I'm good with people.
Truth is, I ordered Chinese food last night. It's been a while. It came with fortune cookies. I was like, all right, new year. Here we go. First fortune.
Sock it to me.
You know what it said? It was a statement. And it was one of those dark ones.
What was it?
It was, "You only treasure what you've lost."
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for nothing, cookie.
Crappy cookie.
"You only treasure what you've lost."
So I took another one.
That one didn't count.
Yeah, I was like, get the rest
of that one said, "You're greedy."
All right, Cheyenne, the world's first amphibious bicycle fitted with flotation devices meant to be able to operate on land or in water was introduced in Paris in 1932. But there was one snafu.
Hmm.
It did not work on land or in water. Kind of an over. True or false?
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Feels very French. I believe.
It does feel very French.
All right, Mayim, this is the last one. Beach babe, more like birch babe. In the 1930s, some women headed to the beach in a new bathing suit style made of thin sheets of spruce, since it was both practical and buoyant. Real or fake?
I think fake.
It is real.
Why?
This is a real thing. They had
Were we even allowed to go to the beach then? I don't know if that was legal.
If you were wearing a tree kini,
or whatever that was called. If you're covered in a wood structure.
Like, literally, they hollow it out and your head sticks out
exactly
the top of the tree. And
this is a hollow log. Right.
That would be true. Okay, you should have said it that way and I would have been like, true.
Like, you know how the characters in cartoons, when they're bankrupt, they wear barrels?
Yeah, it would be like
with suspenders.
Yeah. This is just a full body.
This would be a ribbon. A ribbon or a feather.
A ribbon. Yeah. If it was uncomfortable for a woman to wear, it was probably real. I think that's the
that's the rule of thumb.
The rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Again, you did fantastic. Thank you so much. Mayim Bialik and Cheyenne Jackson star in the new sitcom Call Me Cat. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.